Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare
Radhe Radhe Govinda Radhe.
Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe, Radhe Radhe Govinda, Govinda Radhe. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna 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 Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Radhe 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 Krishna 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gauranga, Jai Shakti Nandana Gaura Hari, Jai Shakti Nandana Gaura Hari, Gaura 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 Hari, Gaura 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 Hari, Gaura 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 Hari, Gaura 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 Hari, Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare, all right. Balaram ki jai, Yashoda Maya ki jai, Nanda Baba ki jai, Nanda Gaon ki jai, Nanda Gaon Yatra ki jai, Vrinda Devi ki, Gupta Kun ki, Pavan Sarovar ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vancha Kalpatrubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhaiva cha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shirvaita Gradhar Shivasati Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna.
is Baitak. This is a very nice Leela, describes the godhood of Krishna. Everywhere there's organization. In a big city there's organization, even in a small town there's organization. It's called the Panchayat. Panchayat are a group of senior devotees that run the affairs of the village of Nandagram. The leader of the Panchayat, or that political council, is Nanda Maharaj. And he takes the counsel of his older brother Upananda, and Abhinanda, Nandanan, Sunandan. And they all work together to guide and make policy for the peaceful functioning of the Brajmandal, and especially Nandagam. So they would discuss their welfare. When they would meet, what was the subject of their political meetings, of their gatherings? Not economic development, not the security of the inner city, not the terrorist attacks on Bombay, not the smuggling of drugs into Russia. This is not the topics of their discussions in politics. The only thing that they were talking about in their meetings was the welfare and well-being of K-R-S-N-A, which spells
Krishna.
No question about education. Wherever Nanda Baba resided, he would regularly call meetings like this. There was Nanda Baitak in Chattikar, Nanda Baitak in Gokul, Nanda Baitak in Kamyavan, and Nanda Baitak in Nandagaon. It's an assembly. Wherever Nanda Baba and the gopas and the cows used to reside, that would be called Nanda Gokul. After Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill for 7 days and nights, the Brijbasis became astonished. How is it possible? How is it conceivable? How is it imaginable that a tender, gentle, soft 7-year-old boy can lift up this vast Parvat mountain of Giriraj? Bogiraj Dharani Ki Jai, Radha Rani Ki Jai, Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Somehow, he did it. This is Adbhutaras, Vibhatsaras, Bhayankararas. It's astonishing, it's amazing, it's wonderful, Chamatkara. How did he do it? They call a meeting. Ishtagoshti. Discussing. Who is this Lala? You say Nandalal Ki Jai. You say Yashoda Lala, Yashoda Dulal, Yashoda Dulal Ki. And in Gokul, when we were in Gokul, he killed so many demons. Putana, Trinavarta, Shakatasura, and Vatsasura, so many Agasura. He killed all these monsters. And now he's lifted his piece de resistance. He lifted his Govardhan Hill. A billion men could never lift this hill. They had some doubts about the identity of Krishna. We have doubts about what? About tattva. Tattva Brahm. Sadhana Brahm. Confusion about the process of sadhana. Sadhya Brahm. Confusion about the goal of sadhana and how to attain it. Doubts about Krishna. Is he really God? Upananda had doubts. He aired his doubts before his younger brother, Nanda Maharaj. And what did he say? Oh Nanda Bhai. He's speaking on behalf of all the men of Nandagram. Oh Nanda Baba. Upananda said, your Lala, He's Adbhuta Jiva. He's the most unusual child. I think your son must be a Siddha. He must be a Siddha Mahatma. Or a demigod, a devata. Or perhaps even Lord Narayan himself appearing as a little boy. No, Nanda, I'm serious. We should not think of your son. We should not think of him as your son. You should not accuse him. And you should not criticize him for being a thief. And you should never, ever threaten to beat him. Mother Yashoda chased him with a stick. I'll beat that little rascal. But we shouldn't do this. This may be a big aparad. Dev aparad. Vishnu aparad. We should always treat your son Krishna with the greatest respect. Opananda. With all respect, Opananda, my dear Bharo Bhai, my Dhauji, please. And please, all my respected elders, please don't mind. I want to speak something about my Lala. I don't see any signs of Bhagavan Narayan in my son. Does Bhagavan feel hungry and thirsty? Does Bhagavan cry 50 times a day for sweets? Listen, my respected elders. Listen to more evidence. I'm giving you evidence so you can understand how my Lala is not God. Does Bhagavan, does Vishnu steal yogurt and butter? Does Bhagavan tell lies and make mischief in people's homes? Does Bhagavan come into one of his devotees' homes and pass urine on the floor? Some laughter, a little bit. Because Krishna does. Krishna breaks into the houses of the elderly gopis to steal yogurt and butter. Sometimes these ladies are spaced out. They're sleeping late. They don't get, especially in the winter time, because it's very cold. And they have a big, thick razai, means like a stuffed blanket, quilt. And one quilt, and they're underneath all this, inside this warm, super toasty, warm bed, and it's freezing cold outside, like us, and they don't want to get out of bed. And they have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and start churning the yogurt into butter. So that by sunrise they have fresh butter to serve their Thakurji, Lakshmi Narayan, Lord Vishnu, or their children or family. This particular lady, she got up late. She was snoozing. Krishna had already broken into her house to steal some fresh butter, taza makan. And there wasn't any. Krishna climbed up on the boy's backs, put his hand inside the mudka, yogurt pot, butter pot, and took out the butter. And Krishna is a connoisseur. Krishna is an expert taster of food. He knows the different tastes. So he tastes something, oh, this is elychee, this is camphor, this is this, that. Rosemary, thyme, this, that. Before Krishna relishes the makan, Bhagavan makan chora Krishna ki jai. He smells it. He throws it. He says, boy, he looks down the boy's They say, Krishna, Krishna, because they're like this. They're all standing like this. They can't see the expression on Krishna's face when he takes the first bite of butter, because their faces are down, because they're making a human triangle. Four boys and three boys and two boys, then Krishna on the top. So their heads are down. And Krishna's up there on top of their backs. He's eating it, saying, it's really good. So now they can't. And Krishna, how is it? He say, it's stale. It's no good. We wasted our time coming to this house. So the boys say, oh, oh, oh. The butter is sour. The butter is supposed to be sweet. Melt in your mouth, sweet. Melt in your mouth, sweet. So what does Krishna do in response? There's no butter on his feet. There's no yogurt on his feet. So he's not going to leave his mark in their house. He's not going to leave his footprints in their house. No butter-stained footprints. No yogurt-anointed footprints for those gopis to relish after he runs away. There's nothing more relishable for a braja gopi than to wake up, come out of the room and see on the floor of your house the charanchina, the footprints of Nandalal. Because when you see those footprints, what does it mean? When you see those footprints, what does it mean? It means that Krishna loves me. Krishna loves me. Radhe. And he's come to my house attracted by my love. And he has eaten my butter, which I churn. I got up early. I churned this butter super fresh. I got up 1 hour ago. I churned this butter. And then I was singing the whole time beautiful bhajans glorifying Krishna's Leela, Leela Kirtan. Yashomati Nandana Brajabaro Nagara. Yashomati Nandana Brajabaro Nagara. Gokula Ranjanakana. Gokula Ranjanakana. Gokula Ranjanakana. Gokula Ranjanakana. Vipina Purandara Navina Nagara Boravam Shiva Dana Suvasa. Gopi Paranadana Madana Manohara. I sang Krishna's glories. I absorbed my heart and all of his pastimes. And all of my bhav and all of my feelings I put into the holy name of Krishna that I was singing. I put all my bhav and all my love into Krishna's names. And I was singing with my bhav, with my heart. And all that went into the yogurt. And from all that mixture of the yogurt and my love for Krishna, out came this makkhan, butter. Prem makkhan. Love butter. Sounds good. We usually butter people up. We butter someone up, but we don't give them love butter. Krishna came and he relished that love butter. Bite after bite. He got so excited, he broke all the pots. There was pots of hanging yogurt waiting to be churned. And when the yogurt collapsed on the floor, then he heard some noise. When that yogurt pot hit the floor, boom! The lady who was sleeping, she got up early, she churned fresh butter for Krishna to be sure that she would have fresh butter when he arrived, but she was tired, so she went back to sleep. We get up early, we chant our rounds, and we go back to sleep. So Krishna, he hears some doors opening up. He's home. Boys, jao! Jaldi jao! Let's go, fast! Fatafat! So then they start, but all this yogurt is all splattered all over the floor of the milk storage room. So then they run out of the room, run across the living room, and jump out the window. And that's how the footprints are there. But what about the lady who didn't get up early and didn't make any love butter for Krishna and didn't satisfy Krishna with her love? How did Krishna reciprocate with her? Did he leave footprints? Did he leave butter-stained, yogurt-stained footprints on the floor of her house? No. He was not happy. When you see those footprints, it's a sign of elation, joy, satisfaction. This means I please Krishna. Oh, Maharaj, I'm a new devotee. I'm serving Krishna. How do I know if Krishna's pleased by my service? How do I know if Krishna's satisfied with my service? You will know that you satisfied Krishna. You will know that your service has given pleasure to Krishna when you take darshan. Because that is whom you're serving. You're serving that Krishna, that Gauranga, that Jagannath, who is standing in front of you on the altar of the temple. The temple of your house. The temple of the ISKCON temple. Or standing in the temple of your heart. Manasa Devata. There are seven kinds of murtis. One is called the Manasa Devata. Manasa Murti. The Lord standing in the heart. So you come before the Lord, standing in your heart. Standing in the temple in your house. Or standing in the ISKCON temple. You say, my Lord, hey Bhagavan, hey Radha Govinda, I tried yesterday, now it's Mangalartik, I tried to render some service as best I could. I tried my best. I gave everything I had to please my Gurudev. Have you accepted my humble, insignificant offering of service? Are you pleased with my service? Can you give me some indication so I will be sure that you've accepted my service? Can you show me something? Because I'm a little bit agnostic type. I want to see some tangible proof that you've accepted my service. So Krishna's looking at you and you're looking at Krishna. He says, really? You're so faithless. You're so faithless. You want something tangible? Okay, here. Here, take this. And at the moment you say, show me something, a flower will fall off the end of his flute. A flower will fall off the end of Krishna's flute. And then Krishna looks at you. Is that all right? Do you understand? I'm sorry. Yes, I understand. Or if you're facing and taking darshan of the Antar Murti, Riddhi Murti, the Lord in the heart, your personal Ishtadev in your heart. Oh my Lord, I have tried to render some service. Have you accepted it? Then what will you see in your heart? You'll see a smile on the face of the Lord. He'll smile and say, that smile will speak to you and say, yes, I accept your service. It is your love you're giving to me. And now feel my love coming in return. Do you feel my love coming in return? And then we may cry. Because the Lord is so personal with everyone. Through the murti in the temple, to the murti in your house, your gar mandir, your griha mandir, or the riddhi mandir, the temple of the heart. Mama Mandire Rahashi Rahashi Din Krishna Murari Si Krishna Murari. There's that song. Mama Mandire, the mind. Mama Mana Mandire, the temple of my heart. Man means mind or heart. Raha Nishidine. He's secretly there in the temple of my heart. And one fine day, he will reveal himself to me. So Krishna, they ran out of the house, but before Krishna left, he wanted to convey to that elderly gopi that he wanted to convey his dissatisfaction. So he left his mark. Not his happy, satisfied footprints covered with yogurt. Krishna squatted down. So Krishna peed on that gopi's floor. Therefore, in Tattva Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says, unless one can accept the principle of a chintya shakti, that Bhagavan has a chintya, inconceivable power, one can never surrender to Krishna. This is the turning point of vishwas, of faith. You must believe the unbelievable. You must accept the unacceptable. God is everywhere. God is nowhere. God is within your heart. God is outside as well in the universe. God is inside everything. God is outside everything. What? What are you talking about? This is called achintya. God reserves the right to be inconceivable. One acharya said, trying to understand God, jnane prayasam udapasinamanta eva, is Brahma praise. Jnane prayasam udapasinamanta eva, 14th chapter, 10th canto. He says, by Gyan, Brahma has four computers. How many computers you have? Laptop and desktop. Okay, two. You travel, you have a desktop at home and a laptop, like this smart aleck over here. So yeah, okay, you may have two computers, but does anyone have four computers? Private computers? Not that you have a business. Brahma has four. Purva computer, Paschim computer, Uttar computer, Dakshin computer. Four heads, Charmukh, four directions. And he says, I can't figure out Krishna. I came to Braj. I saw him peeing on the floor. I saw him stealing butter. I became Vimohan. I became completely bewildered. All four at the same time, simultaneously and instantly, all four of my computers crashed at the same time. Boom, 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 boom. Krishna's in a chintya shakti virus. I couldn't figure out. I tried this computer. I tried Microsoft. It crashed. I tried Apple. It crashed. I tried Macintosh. It crashed. So therefore, jnane prayasam udapasinamante eva. So one must simply submit. So the acharya said, trying to understand the Supreme Lord with this limited brain, with this limited intelligence, is like trying to fit an elephant on a tali. Tali means a little plate. You take a little, you know, tali, little metal plate that you eat on, eating plate, trying to fit, or actually what he said was, trying to understand God with our limited brain and intelligence is like trying to accommodate an elephant on a saucer. Saucer means there's a cup and there's a little tiny plate underneath the cup called a saucer. Cup and saucer. A cup and a saucer. So that's very small. And the elephant's very big. Means it's impossible. Who is this Krishna Upananda wants to know? Nanda Maharaj is saying, look what he does. And not only that, Upananda, do you realize that the elderly gopis in this village, they make Krishna dance for 1 hour continuously while they clap their hands. Govinda mero hai, Gopala mero hai, Govinda mero hai. Yeah. Radha Banke Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Radha Banke Bihari Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Nanda Grama Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Nanda Grama Bihari Nandalala Nanda Grama Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Radha Rasa Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Radha Rasa Bihari Nandalala Mero Moscow Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Moscow Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Radha Rasa Bihari Nandalal Mero Hey, Ukraine Bihari Nandalal Mero Hey, Ukraine Bihari Nandalal Mero Hey, Ukraine Bihari Nandalal Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Radha Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Radha Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Shama Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Shama Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Radha Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Radha Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Shama Kunda Bihari Nandalala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Hey, Govinda Mero Hey, Gopala Mero Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai 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 Shri Radhe. Krishna Kaniya Dauji Kabaiya Ki, Krishna Balarama Ki, Nanda Gaana Ki, Nanda Baba Ki, Ishwara Maya Ki. Oh, thank you. Mero Hey, Govinda is mine. Mero, Tero, Radha Rasa Bihari. Bihari means one who enjoys. Rasa. Ukraine Bihari, one who enjoys in Ukraine. Moscow Bihari, one who enjoys in sports. He's Bihar, Bihari. Bihar means to play, enjoy. Moscow Bihari, he plays. He plays in Moscow. Radhakund Bihari, he's playing in Radhakund. Sunanda Maharaj is saying, Upananda, Abhinanda, Sunanda Nanda, This boy, for 1 hour, he dances as the gopis clap their hands and sing as we sang. And what do they give him after 1 hour? One half of a laddu. After Nanda Maharaj explained to all the elderly gopas, Upananda, Abhinanda, etc., he said, "My dear elders and my elder brother and my respected brothers, as you can see from what I have explained, whoever Krishna is, I don't know who he is, but my duty is to raise him and train him to become an ideal man. From the time of his name-giving ceremony, Garga Muni said, Nanda Baba, your child will have qualities like those of Bhagavan Narayan. So I feel that this explains everything. Now, let us discuss Krishna's marriage and make suitable arrangements." So that was the end of that particular meeting at Nanda Baitak. So Krishna was always attracting all of his associates by his various dealings. Nanda Maharaj says, "I don't know who he is. You say he's God, he's a Siddha Mahatma, he's a demigod. I know he's naughty, he misbehaves, he lies, he steals, he cheats, he blames his brother for the things he does. So I have to punish him, I have to pull his ear, I have to correct him, I have to beat him, so that he becomes a good man. Spare the rod and spoil the child. If you don't beat the child, he becomes bad." So now we'll hear about the Haubalao. This is the story of the boogeyman. The boogeyman chases Krishna and Balaram. An imaginary demon. Okay? Doesn't really exist. He's called the boogeyman. In 1987, when we first came, near Yashoda Kund, there was four or five of these stone sculptures. And they represented the boogeyman. But there's only two left, or maybe none. Someone stole them. When Mother Yashoda would go to Yashoda Kund to bathe, she would bring the children with her, the babies. Krishna and Balaram would come while she would bathe in her private kund, Yashoda Kund. There's Nanda Kund and Yashoda Kund. So when she was bathing, then she said, "Listen, Lala, listen, Dal, you keep your eye on Krishna and you play nearby. You just play over here nearby, so I can keep my eye on you, and I'll take my snan and then we'll go back to the palace." Because Nanda Maharaj was out with the cows, or he was busy, so she was babysitting, taking care of the children, as mothers do. As children will always do, the two boys, that invincible duo, they wandered into the forest, way beyond the sight of Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda called out, "Nandalal! Dao! Baldev! Come back! Don't play so far away in the forest! You better watch out, the howl will catch you! Be careful!" Krishna ran back from the forest with Balaram. Said, "Oh, Janani, oh mother, what's a how? You don't know? Lala, you've never seen a how? Wow." No, she said, "Mother, he has red, beady eyes. He has big, sharp, razor-sharp teeth. And he has long, needle-sharp claws. And if he sees any children, he'll immediately gobble them up. Wow. Balaram and Krishna were shaking. Krishna was very scared to ever go play in that forest again. He always stayed right next to Mother Yashoda. And whenever Krishna would wander away, Yashoda would call out, How? Come on, Balaram. And they would immediately run back to Mother Yashoda. In other words, these were imaginary demons, right? So Krishna was thinking. He said to his mother one day, he said, Mother, Balaram and I, we play all over Braj. In the Kaliya Lake. I dove into the Kaliya Lake in Yamuna and I went all the way down to Patala Loka. Still, I never saw a how. And I haven't seen a how anywhere in Braj Mandal. What is this how anyway? Mother Yashoda said, Lala, he's very big. He's very ferocious. He has a huge head. He can swallow you in one bite. Mother, I think you are telling stories. I've never seen a how. Krishna's looking at Mother Yashoda and Krishna says, I've never seen a how. Then Mother Yashoda looks over the shoulder of her son. And she sees something. And her eyes open very wide. Lala. Lala. Don't turn around. Balaram, don't turn around. The Mother Yashoda started running. Then Krishna and Balaram and all the coward boys, they also screamed and started running behind Mother Yashoda all the way to the palace. All the way up the hill. Krishna jumped in his bedroom and pulled over the covers. Balaram jumped in his bed, pulled over the blankets, covers. Maya! How? Then, at lunchtime, or let's say prasad, Narayan Prasad, they have a deity of Lakshmi Narayan in their temple, and after they offer the bhog, then they take the Lakshmi Narayan. When Nandalal was sitting with his father, Nandababa, for Prasad, he said, oh father, oh Pitaji, Baba, today, Dao means Balaram. We almost got eaten by a how. And Nanamar said, oh, how did you escape? Oh, we were just 1 inch away from getting eaten by that how. He was approaching from behind me. I didn't see him, but Ma Janani, Mother Yashoda, saw him. He opened his big, huge mouth with his razor-sharp teeth. He was just about to close his mouth and eat me. And Mother Yashoda grabbed her, screamed, and we ran. If it wasn't for my mother, I wouldn't be here today. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan ki jai. How Balao ki jai. How Balao Leela ki jai. Nanda Maharaj gets his clothes stolen. One early morning, Nanda Baba went to the Yamuna. Previously, the Yamuna was flowing very close to here. Now she's moved away. She was flowing right here, near Barsana and Nandagram. Nanda Baba was alone. And he was appreciating the beauty of the environment, and he was appreciating the peace. And he was praising his good fortune. He was saying, I am so fortunate. I am the most fortunate man in the world. Krishna and Balaram are my children. And I'm living here in this Brajada, such a beautiful place. While Nanda Baba was bathing, as per the standard, when anyone takes snan, they're supposed to chant the names of the Lord. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Marare, Hey Natu Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda Hare Marare, Hey Natu Narayana Vasudeva. Sri Krishna Govinda, Hare Krishna Krishna. Whew, it's cold. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna. So, when you bathe, take snan, you're supposed to chant mantra. Because when you take a cold bath, there is a chance that your heart may stop. Khatam ho gaya. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mukti prapti. You get liberated. So he's Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Why? Why is Nanda Baba chanting Narayan? Not because his son is Narayan. Koine. Because his Kula Devata, Kula Devata, his family deity is Lakshmi Narayan. Nishringa Devi. And Lakshmi Narayan. He has a murti. So he's chanting Narayan. So you worship Giriraj. By chance, so you chant, Giriraj, 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 oh, Giriraj. It's too cold, Giriraj. Giriraj, Giriraj. Your deity is Krishna, Jagannath, 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 Jagannath. This is the law. This is showing the example. You take bath every day and you chant the name of your Lord. Radhe, 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 Radhe. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You do like that? Or do you chant, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, this hot garam pani bhotacha, ah, geezer, ah, ooh, ah, ah, oh yeah, ah, that's not a good mantra. Nanda Maharaj is chanting, Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Krishna and Balaram were sleeping together in one bed. Krishna woke up first. Then he cried, Dada, Dada. And Balaram, when he heard Dada, Dada, which means father, he was drowsy. Krishna says, they haven't even gotten out of bed yet. And Krishna turned to Dal. They're still lying in bed. Krishna says, Baladev, let's plan to steal something. Let's make a plan to steal something. They haven't even stepped one foot out of bed and they're already making a plan to steal something. My hands are itching. I've got to steal something. And did Balaram chastise him as the older brother representing the father and mother? Did Balaram pull his ear and say, I'm your older brother, I have to correct you? What is this talk, stealing something? That's illegal. No, he smiled. Balaram smiled. Yes. Let's go, little brother. What's your idea? What do you want? What do you want to steal? I'm with you. If you're there, if you're into it, I'm with you. But Balaram, Krishna and Balaram said, actually, Krishna, you go steal something by yourself. Go steal butter by yourself. Let me sleep. No, Krishna said. I have a better idea. It's not the butter thing. It's not the butter trick. We do that all the time. And that's what Balaram was thinking. Oh, you want to steal, but you go steal butter by yourself. We've been doing that day after day. I'm really tired. I ate so much yesterday. I just want to sleep. Just go and steal. It's a good plan now. Go steal butter. No, Dao, listen. Very special. Acha? No. We can't do that. All right, let's try. No. Baba went for Yamuna Snan. Let's sneak down there invisibly and steal his stick, cowarding stick, his clothes, his jacket, and his Harinam Chatter. He has a Harinam Chatter that says Narayan. Narayana, 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 Narayana. Let's play a trick on Nanda Baba. What did Balaram say? Okay, let's go. Meanwhile, at the Yamuna, Nanda Maharaj completed his snan hogya, and he came out on the bank of the river Yamuna. He was searching for his clothes, which were not to be found. He was becoming bewildered. He thought maybe the wind blew them away. Or maybe a turtle crawled out of the Yamuna and grabbed his clothes and swam away with them. In other words, he didn't think that anyone stole them. It's the last thing he could ever imagine that there's a thief in Vrindavan. I am Brajaraj. I am Nandavaj. I am the king of Vrindavan. There is no thieves in my kingdom. Except one. But he's not really a thief. He's too cute to be a thief. He's too sweet to steal anything. He just plays, pretends to be a thief. He's not really a thief. My son, a thief? Come on. You're saying that he broke into your house and stole a huge pot of butter? You expect me to believe that? Have you seen Nanda's Goshala? I have 900,000 cows. Do you think we don't have any butter in our house? So it is illogical and irrational and unfounded, your accusation that my son would be a thief. This accusation is totally preposterous. He just could never do such a thing. So don't come here again tomorrow and complain about my Lala being a chore. Makan chore. What is this? So then the elderly gopi says, oh Baba, yes. You're quite right. Your son is not a thief. I must be dreaming. I must be imagining. All right, fine. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Well, this goes on every day. So Nanda Maharaj, he can't imagine that there are any thieves in Braj Mandal, because he's a proper king. Ram Rajya. Ram Rajya means the rule of Ram. When Ramachandra was the emperor of the world, there were no thieves, no terrorists, no drug addicts, no drug dealers, no rapists, murderers, robbers. Not one. So when Nanda Maharaj was in charge, there was no thieves. At least that he knew about. He didn't know about any thieves. Are there any thieves in Vrindavan? Sometimes there are. So maybe the wind took my clothes, maybe a turtle snatched them. And I don't see any gopis around here. Maybe gopis are playing with me. Suddenly Madhumangal arrived, Krishna's funny Brahmana friend. Nanda Baba conveyed his problem to Madhumangal. Madhumangal said, "Oh, please, let me comfort you. I think that two monkeys stole your clothes." Of course, that's true. They say that Brijbasis have Bandur Bhav. Brijbasis Bhav Bandur Bhav. Bandur Bhav means the mood of a monkey. Very playful, unpredictable. "I think two monkeys stole your clothes." Baba said, "No, I didn't see any monkeys." "No, the two monkeys," Madhumangal said, "the two monkeys are your sons." Krishna and Balaram. Of course, we saw this live in a live performance in the drama. It was too much. It was really too much. It was your two sons, Dao and Kaniya. "No, I can't believe you, Madhumangal." And then Nanda Baba chastised Madhumangal for accusing his innocent sons. "Out, get out from here, Madhumangal. What is this? Accusing my sons of stealing my clothes. They would never, 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 ever do such a thing. I trust them absolutely. How could you say such a thing? Don't, just get out from here. If I see your face, it's inauspicious. Durmuk. Durmuk. Jao, Madhumangal." Madhumangal says, let's see what happens. Meanwhile, that was the end of that scene. Then the curtain opened up a new scene. The scene shows Krishna and Balaram pushing their feet back and forth and stretching their legs while they're trying to wake up together in the same bed. They're both lying in a bed and they're pushing their feet and going like this and sleeping peacefully, innocently in their beds in the early morning while their father is out bathing at sunrise, Prataksnan in Yamuna. Yashoda comes in and she complains. She says, "You must be hungry. Hurry up, boys, get up. I want you to eat something." So then she brought some sweets and some drinks to their bed and fed Krishna and Balaram. It was all in the play. It was beautiful. And they're eating ladus and drinking nectar drink in bed. This is where we have the idea, breakfast in bed. Breakfast in bed, like everything else, it started with Krishna. Ananda Kanda Bhagavan Ki Jai. Not that we advocate that. Nanda Baba tells Yashoda that he lost his clothes. And he says, "Yashoda, this Brahmin, our Purohit, Madhumangal is Nanda Maharaj's Purohit, our Purohit is accusing our sons for stealing my clothes. My beloved sons, And not only that, Mother Mungo called our two sons, he called them monkeys. He said, two monkeys probably stole my clothes, and those two monkeys are your sons. What do you think of that, Yashoda? Krishna and Balaram finished their snack of sweets and drinks. They jumped off their bed and said, Kya hua? What's happening? Because this whole discussion was going on between Nanda Baba and Yashoda, and Mother Mungo was standing there. What's happening? What's all the confusion? What's all the talk about? Madhu Mangal states the facts. Madhu Mangal states the facts. Which means he tells exactly what really happened. He said, Krishna Balaram, you two went to the Yamuna and stole your father's clothes. Therefore I call you monkeys. Then Krishna Balaram, they plead innocence and they disagree. They said, it's impossible. Nanda Baba, how is he incriminating? You can see we just woke up. Ask Maya. We haven't gone anywhere. Ask Maya. Maya, sweet. Oh yeah. They haven't gone anywhere. They were sleeping soundly. This Mata Mungo's a liar. He's a Kali Yuga Brahmin. Kali Yuga Brahmin, he's lying. Yashoda becomes very angry. She starts scolding Mata Mungo. And she tries to beat him. How are you accusing my sons of being a thief? What kind of Brahmin are you? You don't even know what the truth is. And Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and Krishna Balaram start chasing Mata Mungo all around the stage. What's what do you think? He said, No, I'll tell you the truth, Bam, 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 bam. Yashoda's beating him, Nanda Baba's beating him, Krishna Balaram. He's like, I know, I'll tell you the truth, they stole, they really stole. Satyavacham, I'm Brahmin. Brahmin never lies. And Mata Mungo says, Wait, stop beating me. If I find the evidence, will you believe me that these two sons of yours are thieves? And if I produce the said evidence, then you will give me a huge bowl of laddus as a reward? Nanda Baba said, okay. Mata Mungo bends down, gets on the floor, and starts crawling across the floor. He crawls across the floor of the bedroom, and he goes under the bed of Krishna and Balaram. And he comes out from under the bed of Krishna Balaram. And holding in his hand, Mata Mungo has the clothes of Nanda Maharaj. Krishna Balaram Kapachoki. Solid evidence. He finds the kamandalu, the jacket, the Harinam cheddar, and all of Nanda Baba's missing items. Krishna said, look, Nanda Baba, don't believe him. This is false accusation. When Dao and I were sleeping on the bed together, I woke up before Balaram because he was very drowsy. But I didn't want to get out of bed without him. So I was lying down, I wasn't sleeping. I heard some noise. I opened my eyes. And what did I see? Who did I see? What were they doing? I saw Mata Mungo with all your clothes in his arms. And he was walking into my bedroom, and he very quietly put all your clothes under our bed. Then he hid them there, and he puts the blame on us just so he can get a big reward of a huge bowl of laddus to stuff his Brahmin belly. Needless to say, Mother Mungo presented his defense. He protests. Look, anyway, Narumaba, the main point is you got back your stolen goods, right? Now give me my reward. Give me my ladus. Yashoda stuffs Marumango's mouth with ladus. Then Balaram pulls one arm. He pulls Narumaba's arm. He says, Dada, Baba, come with me, I will tell you the truth. Simultaneously, this is all in the drama, Balaram pulls the other arm of Krishna. Balaram's pulling one arm of his father, and Krishna's pulling the other arm. You follow? They're simultaneously pulling him. And then this becomes a tug of war. They're pulling the father, and Krishna says, no, come with me, I'll tell you the truth. And Balaram says, no, come with me, I'll tell you the truth. And Nanda Baba is going like this. Because Balaram is Balaram, he pulled Nanda Baraj to his side. He says, listen, I want to spill the beans. Spill the beans means tell the truth. I am going to squeal on my little brother. Squeal means I'm going to reveal the truth. Squeal. When Krishna and I woke up in the bed this morning, Krishna made a plan. He woke me up. And he went to steal your things. Meanwhile, Krishna pulls Nanda Baba to his side. He says, no, that's not true. Listen, Baba, Dowji is always trying to put me in trouble. The truth is that Balaram and I were walking along Yamuna. And much to our surprise, what did we see? We saw the biggest, baddest turtle we've ever seen in our whole life. And before we could even think about it, that turtle came out of the Yamuna, opened its big mouth, and took all your clothes away. The turtle did it. The turtle stole your clothes. And I simply followed that turtle. I jumped in the Yamuna, I swam for half an hour after that turtle. He finally came up for air. And I snatched your clothes from him. And I carried your lota, your stick, your clothes, your heavy stick, your lati, your danda, and your lota. I carried it all the way back here. And I kept it safely under my bed. This is the truth. Now you decide, Father, who's lying? Me or Mado Mungo? So Nanda Maharaj said, it's obvious that this is another scheme, another scheme, no plan. This is another plan of Madhav Mangal simply to fill his fat belly. Krishna Balarama Ki Jai Jai Shri Radhe. So this closes this chapter of Krishna's Nityalila, and we will leave your holy association for the day, and if we're fortunate, very, very fortunate, we may receive your darshan tomorrow and try to speak something by your blessings and the blessings of Srila Prabhupada.